Storyworthy Media, the best in story-driven content.
Hey, it's Laura House. You're listening to Storyworthy.
Welcome to Storyworthy. My name is Christine Blackburn, and I'm coming to you from Wondery Sunset Studio in West Hollywood, California. I am so glad you tuned in today. Whether you're a longtime fan of the show or a new listener, welcome to Storyworthy. Today's story is brought to us from writer Laura House, and it's titled Juice Cleanse. Juice Cleanse. Here we are, the beginning of the year. A lot of people want to, you know, have a cleanse, right? That makes sense. Now, I have never done a juice cleanse. I did have a colonoscopy recently. Isn't that similar? I mean, I was all cleaned out, right? There was nothing in me, trust me. But as for a juice cleanse, Honestly, I don't think I have the discipline. I really don't. Now, tonight's guest, Laura House, she is really smart and she's a very talented writer. And if she says a juice cleanse is a good idea, you know what? I'm going to believe her. Seriously, she's not the kind of person that would scam you, you know, or like try to pull one over on you. So let's get right to her story. But before we do, I did want to remind you to follow Storyworthy on Twitter and Instagram at Storyworthy and head over to storyworthypodcast.com before you shop on Amazon. I know I keep saying this, but it's such a win-win. That's why I keep reminding you. Because you click on the Amazon ad on my website, I get a few pennies, it costs you nothing. That's what I'm saying. All right, you guys, let's get right to the story. Laura House is an actress, a comic, a writer, and a teacher. She's written on hit TV shows, including Samantha Who and Mom. And she also has a podcast called Med With Me, where she brings on comedians to meditate. Yeah, not medicate, meditate. That's right. So you can actually meditate along with her. I'm not kidding. It's actually pretty cool. I've done it a few times. And you can find this podcast over at laurahouseatlarge.libsyn.com. You can also find Laura over at Twitter at IamLauraHouse. Without further ado, Laura House.
So I'm here to talk about juice cleansing. And my story is this. Last summer, I worked on a great and stressful network sitcom, like all of them. And TV tends to be consuming. And people who work in it tend to be consuming lots of carbs. And by the end of it, I needed relief. And when my job ended abruptly, I got it. On one of our last days, my office mate was typing away at what I assumed was the next big pilot that would start a bidding war while I was killing time scanning uprocks. With as much self-pity as I could muster, I asked her, "You working on a script?" She said, "No, I'm pricing tickets to Italy." And out of my mouth came, "I'm going to Bali." I have no idea where that came from, but I knew I was going as clearly as if it had already happened. But I had no idea what to do in Bali. I knew meditators who'd gone there, but I'd had my fill of that for a while. And I had a friend who'd gone and bebopped around there with her friend, but I didn't have a friend to go with. And I wasn't going to fly across the planet to just sit around like I do in Studio City. Stumped, I did what all spiritual people do when they want a deep answer. I got out my iPad. I got real quiet and centered, and I thought, what do I really want to do? Anything. Surf camp in Costa Rica, Broadway shows in New York. What kind of break do I actually need? And the answer came, raw food retreat. So I did the second thing that all spiritual people do. I Googled it. There was a 10-day raw food retreat in Bali starting within 2 days of when I'd already planned to go. It had sold out, but on the website it said they just added a few more spots. I had to assume for me. I don't want to be all, ooh, I must be in the flow and the universe is looking out for me, but the writing is on the iPad and I'm clearly God's favorite. So I rented an open-air hut on a rice paddy. Of course, I flew to Bali and I started my raw food and juice cleanse. This was the deal. 5 days of raw food and then 5 days of raw juice. I am secretly fascinated by raw food. Years ago, I ate at a raw food place in Santa Monica and there was a sign that said, "Become a raw food chef, $3,500." And I filed it away as a possible plan B. Is this like the healthiest way you can eat? Like, how do you make a tortilla out of mango? unmolested nutrients, full enzyme power, but you put it all together and you call it lasagna? What? And it's considered gourmet. Is it possible to make vegetables awesome and sexy? I wanted to know. This wasn't just a retreat. There was also instruction with certification. So it wasn't just a cleanse. I was actually going to Bali to become a certified raw food chef. Had I ever done a juice cleanse before? Hell no. I'd started lots of them. They're easy. You start with a juice in the morning. Then around noon, you get hungry and you eat a sandwich. Then, and this is important, you swear that you'll try it again in 2 years. But on this, I dove right in. And to be honest, the first day was awful. We skipped breakfast, lunch was late, and dinner included mashed potatoes and gravy made of raw cauliflower and black sesame seed gravy. The next day, my body kicked in with detoxing, which felt like getting the flu. My sinuses drained now that they were free of dairy, so it felt like I was getting an ear infection. And feelings came up, so I was crying, which happens when you stop eating sugar, meat, dairy, soy, grain, cooked food, everything. Aching, snotting, and crying. Did I mention I flew across the globe for this? Detox is rough. All the toxins in your body depart. Poisons leave, and they're not happy getting evicted. They kick you in the balls on the way out. So to ease all this discomfort, you want to help your body get the toxins out, and they come out of everywhere they can. You want to pee it out, so it's good to drink lots of water, and water with a lemon, so it's alkaline. You want to sweat it out, so it's good to be in heat, like an infrared sauna, and you want to fully get it out, so it's good to do colonics and enemas and that sort of thing. I did all these things. I signed up for every treatment I could. I didn't fly across Earth to half-ass it. Day 3, colonic 1. I'll admit, I was uncomfortable. Amy, our raw food guru, had taught us a lot about the gut. A lot of bad news. That most people who've eaten a standard American diet have acidic systems. Sugar does it, meat does it, alcohol, soda. Take a second to think of your 3 favorite foods. Got it? Yeah, they all do it. They're all acidic. And I'm from Texas. We took the standard American diet, added chili and cheese, deep fried it, and slathered it with barbecue sauce. I am country fried acidic. Acid creates an intestinal breeding ground for parasites, things that live off the host and can even affect your personality. It can make you tired, hungry, moody. It can be candida, yeast, worms. She, being from Oklahoma, just calls them critters. How charming. I went to my first colonic not knowing what to expect, except horror. I lay on the table in the little office, and Maureen asked if I was comfortable. I assumed this was rhetorical, as I was helping her insert an aggressively foreign object into me. I was then invited to lean back and just relax as my guts were blown up with water from her hose. No problem. I lay back, and I thought about that carnival game where everyone mans a water gun and points it at the mouth of the plastic clown face, and the first one to blow up the balloon wins. She told me to just let my body relax. Organs, I didn't know this, but they clench up like fists, apparently, and you have to unclench and let go. This often involves deep breathing and more crying, I'm told. It was all going fine till something felt stuck. And there wasn't flow. And she told me to breathe, and I breathed. And she asked me what I was holding on to, and I didn't know. I was trying to let go. And she told me I didn't have to know the answer. Just tell the truth. What am I holding on to? What do I want to let go of? And I didn't know. And I was panicking, and panic means clench. And I couldn't let go. And I had to let go. And I breathed, and I panted, and I cried. And then it came out. I went out of my job. And this was awful news, as I've only ever wanted to do my job and to be in comedy. That is all, like, I'm not anything if I'm not that. And it was devastating to say, and a total surrender, and it all let go. And there was flow, and I was lighter, and it felt like something had literally come out of me, like something I was holding on to at a level so deep I didn't even know it was there. And I experienced relief. Maureen looked at the machine, and then she put her hand on me compassionately and asked, "Did Amy tell you about the stuff that gets in the intestines?" And I said, "Sure, yeah." She mentioned the yeast and the critters and stuff. And Maureen smiled and said, "Good. because a worm just came out of you. What the fuck are you talking about? I'm not going to lie. This was a low point. I guess it was because a worm came out of me. What do you do? Do you ask to see it? Do you name it? Billy the belly worm from Bali? It begs a lot of questions. Was it just the one worm who was so ready to come out? He jumped ship at the first chance he got. I assume it's he, or am I full of lady worms? That seems somehow worse. Like there should be a code. Hose before being a parasitic infestation on your gut lining. Am I so infested with worms that this was the beginning of many? Am I just like a worm pinata now? It was horrifying. I went into Encyclopedia Brown mode to solve the mystery of the gut worm. So think about it. I've never eaten a worm. I'm sure I would have noticed. So I must have eaten a pre-worm and then nurtured it to term inside me. I don't have children. So in a way, this has been my only birthing experience. If you learn nothing else here, know this. It is very disturbing to have a worm come out of you. But immediately after Billy came out, I felt lighter, freer. Something had been in me, living off me, uninvited. And later, I stood straighter. And here's where it gets really hippie-tastic. I genuinely felt more love in my heart. And I had to wonder about that theory that we may all be affected by parasites living inside us. And I had to conclude, I think that worm was making me a real asshole. Billy taught me to live, to choose life, George Michael would tell us. A parasite can't live off something fully alive, only something in some state of decay. No more acidic stuff. No more fried foods, no soda, no coffee, more vegetables and greens, juice cleanse Fridays and hot yoga. I'm all about detox now. I'm renewed. I completed the 10-day program, not one drop of cheating. I transitioned out of the juice cleanse, flew back to LA. I redid the kitchen. I got out the Vitamix. I bought hemp seeds and blended smoothies. I squeezed lemon water, took salad to Thanksgiving, made nut pate and raw pesto appetizers, wowed friends with raw hazelnut cacao pie, secretly made with Irish moss, the gelatin of the raw food world. I also tried a taco and it was fine. And I tasted a turkey burger and it was also fine. I split a muffin with a friend and oh my God, it was so good. I had coffee again and I'm now lost to it. I celebrated Cinco de Mayo with nachos for lunch and dinner. And I choose to call this balance. As for the job, I rented my own office for the first time. I finished a new script and I finished another script. I turned down a high-paying job that didn't feel quite right. I reached out to publishers and there's interest in my book. I'm going on a ton of interviews for jobs I really want. I make a point to speak my truth more often. Sometimes you can do the same things you've always done, but completely differently. So I do stuff more consciously, knowing what I might be feeding. I take Billy with me everywhere I go, in my mind and heart, not like in a jar. That's disgusting. And if you'll excuse me, there's a double soy latte with our name on it.
Okay, you guys, she named that worm. She named that worm. That's where I draw the line. You know what I mean? That's what I can't get past. Billy. Maybe it was actually William. Maybe she shortened it. What do I know? If she named it, why not go that far? And by the way, you guys, someday I am going to try a juice cleanse. You'll see. Now, here's what she said in order to do a juice cleanse. You have to have no more soda. I can do that. Easy. No more fried food. I can do that. No coffee. Okay, that's never going to happen. No alcohol. That's never going to happen. And here's why. Because I love alcohol. That's my main motivation not to drink too much. You know what I mean, Sergio? Because you can't drink too much or then you can't drink at all. Do you know what I mean? So you have to kind of like, you have to say no after like 8 or 9. That's what I'm saying. Okay. 2. No acidic stuff? I don't even know what that means. And juice cleanse Friday. So that's like you only have juice on Fridays? I don't know. If I could make like my specialty smoothie with Greek yogurt, but that's dairy, right? See, that's how they get you. I'm never going to be able to detox. Balance though, you guys. Balance. That's the key. And exercise. All right, I got to wrap it up right about now. I want to thank our storyteller today, Laura House. You can find Laura over on Twitter at @IAmLauraHouse. And why not tweet her and let her know how much you enjoyed her story on Storyworthy. And follow me over there as well, at Storyworthy. And remember to check out storyworthypodcast.com. And hey, why not join my mailing list? That's right. You'll get a short email from me every Monday morning. That's all. No big deal. No big commitment. I'm just going to make you smile. It won't hurt. Doesn't cost anything. And by the way, when you're over at StoryworthyPodcast.com, check out past episodes of Storyworthy with my dear friend, Hannes Finney. Join us next week on Storyworthy for a story by Hollywood manager Barry Katz about how to over-deliver.
Whatever adversity you're going through or whatever things that have happened in your life that have taken your knees out from under you, just know that there's a reason for it and there's something positive that's going to come forward. And I can guarantee you that because it happened to me.
Live and learn, you guys. Live and learn. Don't miss Barry Katz next week on Storyworthy. I want to thank everyone over here at Wondery today, including our sound engineer, Sergio Enriquez. And on behalf of our storyteller, one more time, Laura House, my name is Christine Blackburn, saying, make it a Storyworthy week. Happy New Year!
Thanks for joining us on the Storyworthy Podcast. We'll be back next week with all new stories. Subscribe to Storyworthy on iTunes and visit the Storyworthy website at storyworthypodcast.com.